makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in this letter, I'm sending you some picture postcards of this beautiful country, America. First, the picture is to show you Grand Canyon. It's wonderful, huh? Grand Canyon, Mamma Mia, is in Arizona. That's where they got a cowboy. Anyway, if you look on a postcard, it's to say, bird's eye view. Mamma Mia, only in a smart country like America can they train the birds to take pictures. Next, the picture is to show you Death Valley, that's in California. Is it the lowest point in the United States? 276 feet below sea level. Mamma mia, don't ask me how people is to live under the sea. I don't know. Postcard after that is to show you a lot of water. And it says, built at a cost of $165 million, Hoover Dam, formerly Boulder Dam. Huh. I guess Mr. Boulder is a no good to keep up his payment, so he's sold his dam to Mr. Hoover. And the last picture is to show you Niagara Falls. Over there, if you ain't married, they don't let you in. And a funny thing, my friend Schultz, he's a say, if you are married, you don't want to go. Anyway, once every week, Pasquale sends me a picture of Niagara Falls and a picture of his daughter Rosa. And on the back, he's a writer. Well... Mamma mia, if I'm gonna marry his fat daughter to see Niagara Falls, I think I'm gonna stay single and see Death Valley. Well, how you like America, Mamma mia? It's beautiful, you know? I'm gonna think I would travel all over the country if only for one thing. I'm got a night school teacher, Miss Spalding, who's just as beautiful. So before I'm gonna travel anywhere, I'm gonna travel right to my night school. America, I love you. You like a papa to me, from ocean to ocean.
All right, class, let's get on with the lesson, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
It's obvious.
Oh, thank you, fellow boobies.
Mr. Schultz, it's obvious that you're what?
Present. Oh, she tricked me into saying it anyway.
All right, let's see if I can't trick you into getting some correct answers. Now, today we're reviewing some general facts about the United States. Mr. Schultz, you may tell us the area of the United States.
What do you mean, I may? You mean I got a choice? Miss Spalding, may I venture to give you the answer?
Well, I wish you would, Mr. Horowitz.
Thank you. The area of the United States has got about 3 million miles.
Very good. Now, would you...
One moment, Miss Spalding. Correction, if you please.
Correction?
You bet you. I happen to know the exact figure. There was 3,022,000... 387 square miles.
A square statement from a square hat.
Don't try to be so funny.
Thank you, Mr. Olson. However, for our purposes, we'll accept 3 million miles as correct.
something.
Nevertheless, there was 3,022,387.
Himmel, the way he worries about that extra piece of land, you'd think he was a real estate broker.
That so happens, Mr. Schultz. That extra piece of land is just about the size of West Virginia.
Oh, now he's a tobacco planter.
Mr. Schultz, will you stop it? Now, who can tell us the population of the United States? Mr. Horowitz?
140 million.
Mr. Basco?
I'm sorry, Miss Spaulding. These birds do not take pictures of all the people.
Birds? Mr. Schultz.
It's more than 140 million.
Could you give us an exact figure?
150 million.
Excellent, Mr. Schultz, excellent.
You see, Olsen, what it takes you 6 hours to memorize, I guess in 2 seconds. Miss Spaulding, much as I hate to contradict you, Mr. Schultz's figure is far from the truth. According to the latest report, our population is now 152,281,159.
All right, Olsen, so I left out 2 million. What's so bad about that?
It so happens there are 2 million people in the state of West Virginia.
Himmel, is West Virginia taking a beating today?
Excuse me, Miss Spaulding. I can understand how Olsen is to know exact the square miles the United States has got there. But how is to know exactly the people?
Luigi, that was very simple. My figures are taken from the latest census.
Census? What's that?
Luigi, that's something that's done every 10 years. We take the census in the spring.
Mr. Basco, I'm surprised. A few months ago, the government set aside 1 week, during which time every person was counted and included in the total population of the United States.
Oh, Mamma mia.
What's the matter, Luigi?
Well, I wasn't accounted. Huh? No.
Are you sure, Mr. Basco?
Yeah.
Don't you remember anyone coming around and asking you your name and how old you are, etc.?
No. I'm sure, Miss Spaulding. Oh, that's the worst thing that's happened to me. America is left me out.
Luigi. Luigi, take it easy. You ain't left out.
And what if you wasn't counted in 1950? Wait until 1960 and make them count you twice.
Luigi, that doesn't mean very much.
No. You cannot talk. Because you all are citizens. You know what it meant to me when you was all able to vote and I had to stand outside and watch you when you was gone in and I could. I'm got to go.
Mr. Basco, where are you going?
I'm got to do something I can't stand it. When the people talk about a population of the United States, they ain't talking about everybody but to me.
But you don't understand.
No, I'm going to change
it. Oh, now, please, Mr. Basco.
No, please, don't stop me. I'm going to think of something. I'm got to be counted. I'm got to be.
What a strange thing. What do you suppose will happen?
It's simple, Olsen. Either he's going to get counted or he's going to have to move to West Virginia.
Mamma mia, everybody in the country is accounted except for me. I'm left out.
Hey, you. Watch where you're going.
Huh?
You stepped right in front of that car. Your number was almost up.
My number? Impossible. I wasn't accounted. I got to no number.
What?
Please, Mr. Officer. Please, where am I going to go to get accounted?
Well, the way you're stumbling around, you might try the morgue. Look, go on home, son, will you? Go on.
What am I going to do? I'm going to be counted. I'm going
to. Hey, bud. You got a quarter on you. I'm down and out.
Down and out?
That's right. I'm worse off than anybody else in the country.
No, you're not. I'm more worse off than you.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm working this street.
No, mister, I didn't mean that.
Huh?
I was just asking.
Yeah?
Was you counted by the census?
Look, friend, I'll answer any questions for a quarter. Honest, it ain't for drinking. I don't touch this stuff. I need it for a night's lodging.
All right, here. I know you better off.
Oh, thanks, bud.
That's all right.
Tell me something, huh? Yeah. Was you included in the population?
Sure, I was counted. Everybody gets counted, even bums like me. What's the matter?
I wasn't counted.
So what?
I'm a hit. You know I'm a hit, and I'm a know I'm a hit. But as far as the rest of the United States is known, nobody knows I'm a hit.
Look, Bud, you better take back your quarter. You need that drink more than I do.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Pasquale, I'm going to ask
you. Wait a minute. Sit down. Take easy. Relax. Just look at you. Face all red and perspired. A hair all mussed up. The shoes are stepped all over. Tie around your neck. Luigi, since when are you playing the tackle for Notre Dame?
No, Pasquale, I was walking all over. I'm on nowhere. I'm all mixed up. I'm in a terrible trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah. I wasn't a home when a census of men is a coming to count me. So I wasn't a home. And now I'm in a country, and yet I'm not here.
Oh, Luigi, no doubts about it. You got hallucinations.
Hallucinations? What's that?
Hallucinations. Your poor little brain is a come loose. That's to give you hallucinations.
No, Pasquale. Is it the census?
That's what I said. Your senses is gone too.
Scotty, you're mixing me all up. I'm talking about the population of census. Fella must have come into my store when I wasn't in. He's an account to me. Now I'm left out of America.
Oh, so that's it. A national census.
Yeah.
Listen, Luigi. Don't worry about it. Maybe you was a counter and you don't know it.
Then I'm going to find out.
Then maybe you wasn't a counter.
Then I'm going to fix it.
Listen, Luigi, you're fooling around with a dynamite. If I was you, I would keep quiet.
No, I'm going up to the government's building
Wait, Luigi. I know where you should go.
You do?
Yes, now listen. If you ain't a counter, you ain't here, right?
Right.
And if you ain't here, you're missing, right?
Right.
Then if you're missing, there's only one place to go.
Where?
Bureau of Missing Persons.
Oh, Pasquale. Hey, why am I not thought of that, huh?
Why? Because in my head is all the brain, that's why. Not a one bit of fat, all a bone.
That's right, Pasquale. You biggest bonehead I know.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, it's a come out of different.
Pasquale, you think they're going to fix me up?
Oh, sure. You ever see these guys in the army that walk around with the helmets and the clubs, and on their sleeve it's a print of the MP? Well, Luigi, those fellas was once missing.
There wasn't?
Sure, the MP. That's a standard for missing a person.
Oh, that's a standard for... Oh, and then they was a founder, huh?
No, they was a drafter.
Oh. Well, thank you, Pasquale. You wonderful. I'm going right now to the Bureau of Missing Persons and get a found again.
Go, little pumpkin ahead, go.
All right, goodbye, Pasquale. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ooh, what a stupid green-hearted boob. He's a, believe me, how stupid can a man be? MPs, a mean and missing a person. He don't even know it's a mean and made in Pennsylvania.
Before we return to life with Luigi, we'd like to put in a word about delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. When you're busy at your job or working around your home, you don't have to take time out. Just slip a stick of refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint into your mouth and go right on with your work. The smooth, easy chewing gives you a lot of satisfaction, helps keep you from feeling tense, and makes your work seem easier and pleasanter. Then, too, the lively, real spearmint flavor leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. It's refreshing and delicious. So chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work. You'll work better, feel better, and get more satisfaction out of what you're doing. So next time you go shopping, get a few packages of helpful, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, mamma mia, I was in a terrible trouble until Pasquale used to tell me go to Bureau of Missing Persons and I get myself a comet. Imagine if I'm going to do that, what would it be? Teacher would ask a little boy in a school, what's the population of the United States? And a little boy has got to say, 152,271,159, not the counting of Luigi Basco. Well, I'm going to stop it at the right now and go to the bureau.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Oh, excuse me, please. Is this the Bureau of a Missing Persons?
Yes.
Well, I'm a missing.
Oh, amnesia?
No, Italian.
Good, good. Every little bit helps. Sit down, won't you?
Sure. I'm going to do anything. Honey, I'm a don't want to be left out.
Yes, I know. There's no feeling in the world like that left out feeling.
Oh, you're so right.
Now, tell me, Jack.
My name is not Jack.
Good. Now keep trying to remember. Is it Sam?
No.
Harry?
No.
John?
No.
Bob?
No. Is your name a Bob?
No.
John?
No.
Harry?
No.
Jack?
No.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, look, I'm supposed to be asking the questions here.
All right.
Now, tell me, have you any idea what your name could be?
Yes, Luigi Basco.
Well, what makes you think so?
Because that's my name.
That's your name. Well, why didn't you say so before?
Oh, I'm a thought that you wanted to play games.
Yes, I think this guy's psycho.
No, not the psycho, Basco.
Yes. Now, keep trying to remember. Do you live someplace in Chicago?
Yes, 21 North Hollister Street.
Good, 21. No! Say, did you know your name and address before you came in here?
Sure.
Well, who are you?
Mamma mia, now even you don't know.
Yes, I do. Mr. Basco.
All right.
Come here. I want to show you the door.
Oh, that's looking nice.
And that's the street.
That's nice, too. That's not so nice.
Luigi, when you going around acting fresh, then there's nothing I can help you with.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm going to back in and explain to what I'm after, and he's still throwing me out. I must have been the wrong place.
No, Luigi, but it's a proof of one thing.
What?
You ain't missing no more. Now, if you ain't missing, then you was a found, right?
That's right.
All right. You was a found, but the government is a lost to you, right?
Right.
Then the only other place for you to go is to the lost or the found.
Huh?
Oh, hello, Luigi. Hello, Pasquale.
Oh, hello, Schultz.
Schultz, huh? You excuse us, please. Luigi and me, we're discussing a very important thing.
Oh, you are, huh? Luigi, what happened with you and the Zenthus?
Schultz, please.
Well, Pasquale, he's sending me down to missing a person, but they, because of the name and the Jack, and I had it throw me out, and I don't see nobody in the Pasquale that says I'm a no Luigi because they don't account to me, Luigi.
Oh, you're scheming, Pasquale. Have you got this poor little Wiener Schnitzel for Schimmels?
Listen, Mr. Delicatessen Man, go back to your store and get your thumb. You left it on the scale.
Is that so? Well, I'd rather have my thumb on the scales than your daughter, Rosa. Luigi, if you want to straighten out anything about the Zenthus, you go to the Zenthus Bureau.
Yes, sir. What? There is such a bureau?
Sure there is.
Pasquale, if you know this way, you don't tell me that before.
Luigi, you believe everything Schultz is telling you?
But then he should believe you. He sent Luigi to the loft and found. What is he, an umbrella?
Well, I'm not going to wait, Pasquale. I'm going right now. And thanks to Schultz. I'm got to get the counter.
Wait, I've got to show you where to go.
Ooh, that salami salesman. Always a spoiler of things for me. I better do something. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, Rosa. We're in a terrible trouble. Luigi's gone down to the Census Bureau.
Ooh!
Everything is so nice between us since the tanks are given. Imagine how he's a feel if he's a find out what we did.
Terrible.
It'd be a catastrophe. Rosa, you stay here and mind the restaurant. I gotta stop him.
All right, Papa.
You promise me you ain't gonna eat, or should I take inventory?
Take inventory.
Oh, you know I'm in a hurry. Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
But, Mr. Basco, my secretary has already told you. The census was taken last spring. The Census Bureau couldn't do anything about it. Now?
Yeah, but it's a minute so much to me. Please, nobody's looking. Just to take a pencil and mark it down. One more number in the census, huh? And instead of 152,281,159, make 152,281,160, huh?
Mr. Basco, take my advice. Go home. The number doesn't mean anything. It changes every day.
What?
Well, certainly. As a new baby is born, the number is added to the population.
That's a fine advice you give me. I'm sure to go home and get the bun. No, please. Don't you understand? I'm a gotta be counted.
Quiet, please. That's my boss.
All right.
Yes, Mr. Gordon. Yes, I'll take care of it.
You got a boss, sir?
Oh, yes, he's the head of the Census Bureau.
Then I'm going to see him. Maybe he's got the power to push me into the...
Yeah, I'm warning you. You won't get to see him. Why, he's so busy, he doesn't even go out for lunch.
Then what does he do? Starve?
No. He has his lunch sent in to him.
Oh, then. Well, goodbye.
Wait a minute. What are you going to do?
Nothing, only is not the first time I'm going to make a lunch for somebody.
Who is it?
Hey, your lunch.
Come in.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. How much is it?
Oh, nothing. I'm going to give you a free charge.
What?
Just to do me one a favor, huh? Push me in a census.
What kind of a lunch is this? I ordered a ham sandwich and coffee.
This is a better. That's a pizza and a wine.
Oh, you're the chap I was told about.
Oh, please, pass the pizza, huh? I'm going to make it myself. Go ahead. Thanks. It's a good one.
You're not bad.
See?
Thank you.
Oh, I know you're going to like it.
Mr. Basco, I'd like to help you out, but first of all, I think you're needlessly worried. We tried to count everyone, and probably some neighbor gave us the facts about you.
Then show me the paper with my name on it.
Well, that's impossible. All the papers are in Washington.
All right, I'm awake. You bring them.
You don't expect me to fly to Washington.
No, all right, they're going to fly me. I'm going to save up and pay you back for the ticket. No, that's no use. If my name is not there, I'm going to waste everything.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Basco, and thank you for the wine and the...
Pizza. Since I'm coming to America, my biggest dream... is that someday I'm sure to be American. And always be counted with the American.
For my part, I would include you, Mr. Basco, but actually the only way to change the national figure would be for President Truman to announce an official proclamation.
Huh?
Do you think he would do that for you?
I don't know. Let's call him up.
Look, I've got to finish some business. I'm sure you're counted, though, believe me.
Then why we no call up for you department in Washington?
No.
Go on, I'm a chip in with you half and a half.
Mr. Basco.
I'm a pay everything. Couldn't be more than $20, and I'm going to get that. I think. No, please, I'm a wannabe counted.
I'll tell you what. I'll do it. Miss Bliss, Will you get me main desk, Washington? Check 50 census in Shy Metro, search L, Luigi, B, Pasco immediately, and give me charges.
Oh, mamma mia, you sounded just like General McCarthy. He's a wonderful man. You sounded just like him.
Oh.
And thank you, Mr. Gordon. You come to my antique shop, I'm going to give you pits all the time. You're going to like it better maybe with anchovies and a nut, or maybe with the peppers. Not too much garlic, huh?
Little...
I found you.
Pasquale, what are you doing here?
Keeping you out of trouble. Mr. Census, the boss, I hope this little pupsqueak is no cause you out of trouble.
Why, no, he hasn't.
See, he's mean well. It's just that he's expressed himself terrible. Now, if you're going to...
Hello? Yes? Just a minute, I'll take it out. I have it. Thank you.
Well?
Mr. Basco, you were counted in the last census.
Mamma mia.
Come on, Luigi, it's time to go.
I'm surprised you didn't know. Your wife should have told you.
My wife? What's her name?
Rosa.
Rosa. Pasquale.
That's right, Luigi. I'll give her the information. And that's to make you marry to Rosa for the next 10 years.
Pasquale, you think I'm like that a picture born yesterday? I'm stupid enough to believe that.
You like a picture ain't born yet. Sometimes you're stupid enough to believe lots of things. I mean, Luigi, you can't blame me. It's what they call a wishful thinking. I'm always wishing you would have been married to Rosa.
Well, Pasquale, you was a practice of wishful thinking. Well, now I'm going to do it.
What do you mean?
See this wine bottle? I was only wishing to hit you with it. But now I'm going to do it.
I wait for Luigi, my son.
Come here, Papa.
Wait.
And so, mamma mia, everything is come out fine. I'ma get a census of divorce from Rosa, and I'ma still sing. Also, I'ma didn't hit the Pasquale with the wine, because he was sorry, and I paid for the call to Washington. So now, mamma mia, if anybody is asking you the population of America, you can hold up your head and say it proud, because it's included... Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they'd like to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal treat to get for your whole family. Almost everybody likes to chew gum. And the lively, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint is a special favorite that always makes a hit. Besides, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint gum costs so little that you can treat your family often without affecting your budget. So, for an inexpensive whole-family treat that the folks at your home will appreciate, get a few packages of helpful, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Ruskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.